Thank you for giving us the call to that customer support. This is Sarah. I'm one of the supervisors here in the fraud department. If you give me 1 second, I'll get your account pulled up so I can further assist you.
Thank you.
Okay, could you verify your first and last name, please?
Amy J.
All right, Ms. J. And just to verify the account so I can start the fraud claim, I need that address to be verified, please.
9105 Point of Shane Road, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 39564.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, just give me 1 second here so I can see what's going on.
Thank you.
No problem. Alrighty, so thank you for holding. So I do see here where there was an enter in to win some kitchenware. It was basically cookware back on back on October the 4th for $5.74. Did you place that original order?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, no problem. So we can do the fraud claim today. I do just want to explain to you the reason you was billed the $67.32 and the $56.95. So whoever had access to your card back on October the 4th, they entered in to win for some kitchenware. It's basically a sweepstakes for $5.74. In the terms that let you know to enter in to win for the sweepstakes, you do have to enroll into our discount membership store where it's going to bill you $67.32 monthly for you to receive a $125 voucher in your email for our discount membership store. If the account is canceled out, I do need you to verify your email for me, please.
She said it's the GTAC services too at gmail.com.
Okay, is that one of your email addresses?
That's my business account, so that's why I'm saying I don't even know why. I don't use that account for nothing but my business, my company.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, and then the last four of your card that was billed, please.
I think it's 4680.
Okay. No, that's not it. It has all those numbers in there. I think you just got them mixed up.
Or zero. Shit. It's in, it's in my wallet in the car. Or 068, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So when the account was created as well, like all the information, you know, has to be like manually typed in. It does look like they typed in your phone number you just called in on as well. Do you know of anyone else in maybe your household that could have did the original order for $5.74 back on October 4th?
It was probably my 9-year-old kid.
Oh, no.
The one that uses my phone besides. And I do have autofill shit on my phone, so maybe I need to take all that off.
Well, I hope it wasn't, because how we do the fraud claim is we're going to have to track down the IP address, which is like the computer or the mobile device that it was ordered from. And if it comes back to your computer, your mobile device, it was going to still make it your responsibility and bill you back for it. But we can most definitely, if you're not too sure, we can still do the fraud claim. I'm just letting you know how the procedure works. We will contact your bank as well, give them the IP address, and then, of course, they're going to ask us for all the information that was manually typed in on the account as well, which is like the email and the phone number and stuff like that.
I would probably say it was my 9-year-old child.
You do think it is?
I would think so.
Okay. So if you think it is, I would hate for you to get billed back for these down the road, especially right there near Christmas. What I can do is we'll keep it canceled. I can give you a 50% refund off the $67.32 charge, as well as there is still a voucher in your email that you can still use. It's for $125 that you're able to redeem on the website.
There's no vouchers in that email. There's nothing in my spam. There's nothing any.
Okay, we can resend it. It shows that it was sent to that email, but we most definitely can resend it to your email.
Okay, so you'll credit back the 50% of the $67.32. I can use the $125 voucher. So the $5.74 and the $56 will stay, and then half of the $67.32 means there will be no more charges.
Correct.
All right, and what is the website to even go to?
Okay, I'll let you know that. And it should be sent in your email as well with that voucher, but I'll give that to you real quick. Just give me 1 second. Let me get your 50% refunded real quick.
Thank you.
All right. And the website is actually pretty neat, too. It has over, like, thousands of different, like, gadgets and stuff. And especially with Christmas around the corner, you can kind of just order a good bit of them, you know, and just up to $125 worth. And then you can just kind of give them away as gifts. Just something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you're crediting that, and then we canceled out the subscription, but I can still use that voucher.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And you're going to resend it. You have GTAC services, the number 2,
at gmail.com.
Gmail.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because it didn't come. There's nothing. I checked all of it. She told me to look for vouchers. She told me to look for gadgets. She told me to look for no reply. And there's no email but the stuff that I deal with every day with the company.
Yeah, it starts with support. The email address that it comes from, it starts with support at Selected Premier. Of course, we can still resend that to you, though. Either way, if you do still have it from that email, it'll just send you a new code, and the other one won't be valid anymore. So you can just use the new one if you'd like. It does. We can't send it personally, so I do have to send it over to the admin team. It can take them up to 24 to 48 hours. So just be looking forward to that coming. Then again, you're not going to be billed anything. Your account is going to stay canceled here, and I got you all notated up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I still don't see that, even typing in support.
Oh, at the support at Premier. Okay. At Selected Premier. Okay. Well, I just put it in to be resent to you. Then again, would you like to write down your refund confirmation number? This is good for the cancellation as well. It's for the 50% refund that I gave you.
Okay, what is it?
All right, so the number is going to be R as in refund.
Mm-hmm.
26251.
26251.
8824.
8824. All right. Yeah, because I actually contacted my bank and was like, what is this for? Because I couldn't find an email or phone number, nothing.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm glad you finally got in touch with us and we, you know, got it all figured out for you. All right. So everything should be done on our end. Then again, just be looking forward to that voucher coming.
Okay.
Well, was there anything else I could do today?
That was it. And what's the website to go to?
Oh, yeah. The website, that's going to be selectedpremierdiscount.com.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Was there anything else I can do?
That was it. I thank you for your help.
Okay, you're welcome. You have a great rest of your night, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.